With just 1 month before the Iowa caucuses, Newt Gingrich's poll numbers are surging while Herman Cain's are slumping.
And joining us with more on the GOP presidential race, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Gordon, let's start with Herman Cain and his announcement about his campaign tomorrow. Can he salvage things here?
How much was that Art of Love card? $1,900?
$1,900. Oh, my gosh. You should read this article.
Or maybe he should teach it. we heard from Ginger White, who says she and Herman Cain spent 13 years in one another's loving arms. One suspects it's time to bid farewell to Mr. Cain. That and the fact that he apparently is geographically challenged. Libya? Where's Libya? Anyway, Gingrich is the story now. I mean, amazing. He told Jake Tapper on ABC News last night that he is going to be the nominee of the Republican Party. Now, you can say a lot about Newt, but you can't say he lacks self-confidence.
That's for sure. It's interesting because Mitt Romney has sort of taken his eye off the president, and he's now focusing an ad toward Gingrich.
Yeah, well, he's feeling the heat. In the interview on Fox, he seemed to be arguing that Gingrich's biggest liability is his government experience and the fact that he knows his way around Washington. But, you know, if you're going to hire an auto mechanic, wouldn't you want somebody who actually knows the difference between a distributor and a carburetor? Well, I digress. But anyway, Mark Shields and I attended one of Peter Hart's focus groups in Fairfax, Virginia last night. All Republicans, or perhaps all except one independent who leans Republican. And although a fair number say they're going to vote for Romney if he's the nominee, there is a distinct lack of enthusiasm there. In fact, one woman said, I want somebody I can be excited about, somebody I could, you know, go out and campaign for.
Let's talk about President Obama here for the last 30 seconds. Positive job numbers today. In fact, the biggest drop in the jobless rate in a long time. How does that help him?
Well, 8.6%, and the stock market's doing better. That does help him. But I think what helps him more than anything else is what's going on with the Republicans. They'll all tell you that, even publicly, some of them. But the interesting thing about Gary, it is a weird year. I mean, Newt Gingrich's campaign staff walks out on him in June, and now here he is leading the pack. How'd you like to put that on your resume? Yes, one of the highlights of my career was abandoning the campaign of former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, and 6 months later, his poll numbers went through the roof. Great, you're hired.
Thank you, Gordon. Have a great weekend.
Okay, bye.
Watch Inside Washington, Sunday morning at 9 on ABC7.